saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of bagged concrete and mortar mixes, great for any project. Whether you're pouring a walkway, a concrete slab, or setting a post, view our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. So today's episode is all about getting comfortable with the uncomfortable, how to embrace change and the process of leveling up your life. If this sounds interesting, this episode is for you. Stay with me because we're going to dive into all that and more on today's episode. Hey there, it's your girl, Nelly, matchmaker and dating coach. We talk about all things high-value dating, how to meet your person, how to find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy, and also how to become a high-value single because, as I always say, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if that sounds interesting to you, please make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast, and I can't wait to take you along this journey. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. Hey everyone, so great to have you back and welcome to my new home. I am actually sitting in an empty bedroom right now. I am looking at all of my clothing hung up, some of it on the floor, because I recently moved. And part of what has been weighing on me through this move is changing is not always easy, whether you're changing a job, you're changing a location, you're moving cities. Any kind of change is going to feel uncomfortable. And I have felt really uncomfortable the past week of sleeping on an air mattress, adjusting to a new neighborhood, getting to know my neighbors, and essentially just accepting this new chapter of my life. While so much of it is the same, a lot of it is different because there's almost a mourning process that comes with letting go of a part of your life from the past. And even though you might be moving into a stage of life that you actually were manifesting and, you know, you're kind of seeing that dream being realized, there's still a feeling of loss when you are letting go of a part of you and a part of your life that was in a lot of ways really symbolic and needed to get to this step. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a client of mine who just sold his business and for substantial amount of money. And I said to him, how does it feel, you know, to be in this new chapter? And, you know, it's interesting. He told me it kind of felt like being an athlete coming out of, you know, playing in the league for several years. Like there is a little bit of a depression that comes with it, even though it's such a momentous thing. And it's this, you know, milestone that you work and slave away for so many years, right? That's the dream to build your business and sell it. But the actual building of the business is part of the fun. It's the journey, right? Just like even before where I was, I was in these kind of shorter term places and I didn't always love where I was living, but like, man, the journey of getting to this point was fun. And now, even though I have the home of my dreams in a lot of senses, and I'm living in an amazing location, and I'm so happy to be here. I remember when I walked into this place, it was like an immediate, like, wow, I really wish I could live here. And I didn't actually think I could, and now I am. But interestingly, like being here, it's still a little bit, in some ways, life-changing because you feel that sense of almost just sadness of the chapter that you're leaving behind. And so while you can be excited for the future, it's somewhat bittersweet because you know that that chapter is closed and you have to kind of settle into new routines, make new neighbor friends, you know, get to know your new neighborhood. And that takes time. And so the reason I'm sharing all of this is because whether it is being newly single from, you know, having been in a relationship for many years or getting into a relationship after being single for many years, or moving locations, careers, whatever it is, to get to the next level of life, there is going to be discomfort, right? Sometimes that is gradual and it's like, it's so incremental that it doesn't feel like a big change, but eventually there will be moments where change is going to be required. And even if it's something that you've been wanting and trying to manifest, being in a position where you really set yourself up to receive that once it happens is going to make it really all the more worthwhile. And so I think the point I'm trying to drive home right now is just, if you want to upgrade your life, whether that's your dating life or any other aspect of your life, get comfortable with change. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And how do you do that? Well, part of it is visualizing and really stepping into the energy of what would it feel like to have this, right? That way, when it does walk into your life, it doesn't feel foreign. It doesn't feel like something you can't receive. By the way, guys, Clover's on my lap. And if you guys hear snoring, that's why. Really envisioning what it will feel like to be that version of you that has the things that you want. I think that's going to make it a lot more easy to embrace change, because then you're excited for it. But you know, everyone goes through it. Everyone goes through it. And something that's been weighing on me a lot is how to appreciate where you are in life. It's so easy. And maybe you guys are like this. I know I certainly am. And a lot of my friends are, where you get to one level of life and it's essentially everything that you've wanted, right? Whether it's the dream job or the dream relationship. But actually sitting with yourself and appreciating that moment, as opposed to always thinking about, well, what's next? How could this be better? And, oh, well, this isn't enough. Now I need to keep the job. Now I need to keep the guy. Now I need to keep the girl, right? Oh, I'm in a relationship. Now I got to get married, right? Oh, I'm married. Now I have to have kids. Like, it never ends. And so learning to just enjoy the ride, embrace where you're at, and not feel like you have to be living in the future 24/7 and giving yourself anxiety about all the other things you need to do, but instead just taking a minute, realizing how far you've come and stepping back and saying, wow, if I was able to manifest this, that means that I can manifest more, right? The journey never ends. And I think it's just important to remind yourself to give yourself grace and not always be so hard on yourself for where you aren't, but instead realizing where you are and taking a minute to like acknowledge that that's a blessing. And if you're not happy with where you are, I think it's also a blessing because you can take that as data and leverage that to fuel you, right? Sometimes hardship is really the best motivator because it is uncomfortable. We don't want to stay where we're at. And so we're forced to make changes. And so I guess where I'm going with all of this, I feel like I'm a little bit of a broken record, is I've been going through a transitional time, and in my life, I feel like I'm never arriving. It's never fast enough, right? There's always more money to make. There are always more deals to close. There's always more clients to take on, more people to set up. Oh, this is great. Well, now I want a bigger place, right? Or like whatever it might be. And enjoying the journey and still being excited for the future, certainly, but just enjoying the moment, I think, is a really special thing that more of us need to practice. And also, again, just continuing to embrace the uncomfortability. Things don't have to be smooth for them to be successful. And things don't have to feel like just a walk in the park. In fact, things that are worth having usually don't feel like a walk in the park. So if you are in a time that feels transitional, that feels uncomfortable, maybe your moods are kind of high and low, maybe you're not super happy-go-lucky right now, that's okay. Like, that's part of the human experience. And lean into that, kind of take a minute to acknowledge where you're at. And instead of just, again, focusing so much on like, well, where do I want to be next? And I'm not here because, you know, I'm not good enough. And that's why I'm here and this and that. Again, just give yourself grace because things can change at the blink of an eye. You can change your life in a short period of time if you get comfortable with being uncomfortable. Okay. Stay with me because I want to talk to you guys a little bit more about this after the break and specifically bring it back to dating. Like, how can you embrace where you're at in dating if it doesn't feel comfortable? Maybe all your friends are getting married and you're single. You're the last one, you know, at all the wedding parties and all the bachelorettes that, you know, doesn't have someone. Maybe your, you know, siblings are having kids and you don't have that. Like, how do you embrace where you're at when you feel like you should be somewhere else? You're not happy with where you're at, romantically speaking. So let's talk about that more after the break. Stay with me and we'll dive in. Thanks for staying with me through the break, guys. So right before the break, I was kind of alluding to how to embrace being uncomfortable with where you're at in life if you feel like you're not where you want to be, right? Like if you, for example, thought maybe you'd be married by now, or you'd have kids by now, or your relationship would be more steady than it is right now. And you don't have, or you don't have prospects dating wise, like how do you embrace where you're at when you don't really like where you're at? You're like, I don't want to be here. Well, again, every setback is a setup, right? So maybe this is a wake-up call to make changes. Maybe this is like a moment where you look at where you're at in life and you're like, okay, let's do a little data analysis here. What needs to change for me to feel more content with where I am in life? Do I need to get back on dating apps? Do I need to work with a matchmaker? Do I need to change my friend group? Do I need to go out more? Like, honestly, you know, it's so easy for us when we have a full day's worth of work to want to go home, lie in bed, doom scroll on TikTok, snacks are, you know, flying around. And before you know it, that's your night, right? You have to put effort into maintaining relationships and friendships and putting yourself out there. Could you take more risks? I mean, honestly, what is the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? I have one girlfriend and I, one of the things I adore about her is she is someone who just really truly lives by the saying, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So she was at a coffee shop not too long ago and she wrote her number down on a napkin and gave it to a guy and he did not text her. But she saw him again the next day and he said hi to her. And look, she may have had a boyfriend for all we know, right? Maybe that's the reason. It's not necessarily a reflection of her. But the fact that she still puts herself out there and she said to me, you know, I am happy that I did that because at least I know. And I truly think the older you get, the less you care. And life is short. Seize the day, seize the opportunities, go for what you want tactfully. And again, if you're not happy with where you're at, what can you do today, tomorrow, the day after to make habitual changes that will take you closer to where you want to be? Nobody has a crystal ball. I don't know where I'm going to be in 5 years. I don't know where you're going to be in 5 years. I don't even know where I'm going to be in 5 days, to be honest with you, probably right here. Point is, taking inspired action every single day toward what you want is actually how you're going to start leading a life that you truly love. And as far as dating goes, like if you're not happy with the prospects that you have in your life, what can you do within yourself, energetically, physically, spiritually, emotionally, any and all of those things to upgrade yourself so that you start attracting people who are more compatible to you, who you are attracted to as well, right? Maybe it's like, hey, I'm not going to go to the nightclub. I'm going to go to church, or I'm going to go to some kind of self-help conference or business conference, right? Where I'm going to meet people who have the same kind of vibe. You have to start to become the kind of person you want to be. But again, that's uncomfortable because that requires change. And I remember when I was in the early stages of really going through my last transformation. I mean, we're always transforming, but it was like, it was a bit of a moment of like, okay, I cannot keep living this way if I want the life that I want. And part of my fears were in a lot of ways, like I felt comfortable struggling. Like that was a bit of like a comfort for me, as weird as that sounds, because it felt safe. It was what I knew, right? And I enjoyed kind of that like self-fulfilling prophecy that I had in my mind. And I had to change how I thought about my situation and change my thinking and the energy around me and immerse myself in things and people that that were more aligned with who I wanted to be. But that was uncomfortable because it meant giving up the routines and the kind of like complaining victim mentality that I had. And so understand that like where you want to go is not necessarily going to be easy to get to. It'll be a lot easier though if you get comfortable. Again, I keep saying it, but get comfortable being uncomfortable. Get comfortable with the journey and don't give up on yourself. Bet on yourself. And then, you know, when it comes to your dating life, like be relentless about what you want. You know, if you want certain life, if you want a certain type of partner, don't settle for anyone that doesn't meet that standard, because the more time you spend with the wrong person, the more time you take away from meeting the right one. So I truly believe that like getting more chill with where you're at in life, but not necessarily like being chill about where you want to go, but just like accepting where you're at, giving yourself grace and then coming up with a plan to get to where you want to be is the only way to go about it. That's my, at least in my experience. I don't know too many people who just sit on their hands and have all the things they want just come to them. You have to go after it. You have to become the type of person that, you know, and energetically, truly, that you are trying to attract, and then you'll attract it a lot quicker. You know, if you want to be in a relationship, if you want to be married in a short period of time, like as in within the next year, there's no reason why you can't. I mean, part of it is like a bit of luck, but I have a client who I started working with maybe 6 months ago. She was single. She had moved to a new city. She knew exactly what she wanted. We established that in one of our coaching sessions. I was like, put it on paper. Who is the dream guy? What kind of relationship do you want? What kind of life do you want? She put it on paper. I kid you not, within a month of us working together, she met a guy, and now they're talking about getting engaged. He just flew her to Paris for Valentine's Day. They spent the holidays in the Dominican. She was like, he's everything I've been wanting. And it's like, it almost feels too good to be true in a lot of ways, but it's because she decided that she deserved it. And she was willing to embrace being uncomfortable as opposed to like trying to resist it. She got back on the apps. She started going out. She started doing hobbies and things that really aligned with her like actual personality and her interests. And, you know, in that journey, she realized that actually the things she thought she wanted, she really didn't want. Like the career promotions and the kind of work stuff. She was like, I don't even feel like it's worth it to me anymore because I've got this great guy. And I said, look, you can have it all, but maybe just not all at the same time. You know, you're in a place right now, or maybe this is a season of relationships. Maybe this is a season of really embracing, you know, the man that you're with. And that doesn't mean that those opportunities won't come up if you want them to, right? Our thoughts truly do manifest in our reality. So think about how you want to design your life and understand that the means to getting there isn't necessarily going to be, you know, the easiest, smoothest ride. And the more you kind of mentally prepare yourself for that, the better, truly. Let's talk about after the break, though, what you can do to embrace the uncomfortability that sometimes comes with like actually stepping into the life that you want. Like, what does that feel like? How do you cope with that when the things that you have been trying to manifest are manifesting and you're trying to keep up with it? You're trying to essentially like thrive in that. So stay with me because we'll dive into all that and more after the break, guys. Thanks for staying with me through the break, guys. So as I was mentioning, you know, getting to the life that you want is going to require getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. But what happens when you are already at a stage where the things you want are starting to manifest in your reality? Like maybe the guy that you just started dating is exactly what you wanted. And you're like, I do not want to self-sabotage this. Like I need to keep a cool demeanor. I need to play it chill. Or maybe it's like, I'm finally around the kind of people I want to be around. My business is finally taking off. Like, how do you maintain that frequency so that you don't jeopardize all the things that you were trying to manifest in the first place? Well, this requires, again, just radical self-acceptance of where you're at. I think, you know, acknowledging the feeling is the first step. And then having an attitude of, I deserve this. I earned this. This isn't just happening for no reason. This is happening because I designed my life this way. And when you have that attitude, it might sound cocky. It might not even feel like you. But I think when you have that attitude, you step into a higher level of confidence and your aura becomes a lot more magnetic. And this is a conversation you can have with yourself. You don't have to have it with other people. But where you are right now is where you're meant to be. And do not resist the blessings in your life. Instead, embrace them. And even if, again, you're not happy with where you are or you're constantly fixated on how do I get to the next level, the next level, next level, acknowledge that where you are is at least partly, if not all, I would say, a result of your choices. And if you can make choices to get you to where you are, for better or worse, then that means you can make choices to get you to where you want to be. And isn't that a beautiful thing? You are a master manifester. You are an incredible designer of your life. So make sure you're paying attention to the details and you're also happy with the journey that you're on. Right now, my schedule is so packed, I don't even know what to do with myself. I have an infinite number of clients always reaching out to me. Business is going great. You know, there's no shortage of financial opportunities, but sometimes I just want to zen out. I just want to go get my nails done. I want to turn my brain off, right? Abundance says, well, this is what you manifested. You wished you were here a year ago. And when you step into that mindset, it makes you a lot more grateful for where you're at, as opposed to always wanting more and better. And that's not wrong to want better for yourself, but I manifested this life. And if I want a different life, I can manifest that too. Just like you can manifest a different life. Try to tune out what society tells you, right? A lot of, I think what society tells us, and maybe even your family or your friend group or your social circle tells us, is if this has always been the case for you, it's always going to be the case for you. And that's just not true. It's really not true. I've seen people 180 their lives in a matter of days. It is possible for you to change your life. If you've been chronically single for years, you can find love, but it's going to require stepping into a new frequency, trying something new, putting yourself out there. I ran into a guy that I know at dinner last night. Funny enough, I went on a date with him a couple of years ago. It wasn't a match, but great guy. And I was at dinner with one of my girlfriends and I heard someone say behind me, Nelly. I turned around. He was sitting right behind me. I said, oh my gosh, I didn't even see you there. How are you? He recently got married. They have a baby on the way. And I said to him, you made it happen. You made it happen for yourself. He said, yeah. He had a goal. He said to himself a couple of years ago, it's time to settle down. I'm ready to find a wife. I'm ready to start a family. I remember him telling me this on the date. And I just knew at the time, like, it wasn't for me, whatnot. But I said to him, you made it happen. You designed your life this way and it all worked out. He said, yes, I did. Because he had a vision for himself. And I'm telling you, I see men do it a lot more than women. Men are really good at this, actually, where they're like, all right, it's time to settle down. And have you guys heard of cab light theory, where it's like the first cab that goes by, they hail? I don't know if I totally agree or not. I'm not going to get into that. But like, point is, men are really good at this. I think it's women more that, you know, need to just become a little more relentless about their goals. I'm not saying settle. I'm saying decide what you want and go for it and create it, make it happen. And then while it's happening, be grateful that it's manifesting, because that just proves that you are a successful manifester, and continue to tell yourself, I deserve this. Right? It's not too good to be true. And if it feels too good to be true, by the way, if it does feel that way, then that might be a sign that you haven't done enough work on yourself or you're really ready to receive it. I remember dating this guy once and all I thought was, I can't believe I manifested this man. This feels like too good to be true. I just remember saying that to myself on repeat. And then what do you know? It didn't work out. And it's because partly, obviously it wasn't my person, but also partly, I wasn't even ready, or the version of myself, to receive that kind of relationship. And so that's why it didn't work out. One of the reasons why, right? I was not on the frequency I needed to be. And looking back, I'm actually happy that it didn't work out, right? It's funny how that works that way. But everything is happening for you. And just because things don't feel easy breezy 24/7 doesn't mean that things are not working out in your favor. And the more you learn to love where you're at, as opposed to either live in the past or live in the future, I think the happier you're going to be. And I think the more abundant you're going to be and more attractive you're going to be energetically. I'm trying to relay just the importance of like embracing transition and discomfort, and not knowing exactly where life is going to take you, but trusting that it's going to take you where you're meant to end up, and continuing to show up for yourself every day and be the best version of yourself. And even when things feel rough and rocky, like they do even in my life right now, between moving and my crazy schedule and just all the demands of life, right? And other personal things, stopping, reflecting, and just being thankful for where you are. I think that's one of the easiest ways to step and then I'll step into it. And also just again, telling yourself, why not me? I deserve this. And if it's meant for me, it'll work out. And if it's not, something better will. Having that mindset and that attitude is just so calming. It just is, it puts you in a state where you're able to relinquish control over the things you can't control. So with that, wish me luck because I'll be sleeping on an air mattress for the next few days. and this move is going to be, you know, a lot, but I'm really excited for it. And it's a great reminder of like, just when things start out and you don't know where you're headed, it might be a really great thing. Like when I first moved to LA and I didn't know anyone and I was in my new neighborhood and I was, again, just adjusting. I remember it was kind of depressing at first. I remember thinking like, did I make the right decision moving here from Miami? Like, is this the place that I even should have come? You start to second guess yourself. And look how that turned out. It turned out fantastic. I have made amazing friends through that neighborhood. And so just thinking about a time too, when things maybe felt choppy and rocky and they did work out, might give you a little bit more assurance that they are going to work out again. Because if it's worked out before, it'll work out again. All right. I'm going to end our podcast episode here today. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating or review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you're streaming this episode. And if you're watching on YouTube, as always, please subscribe. It really helps the channel. Leave a comment. And by the way, like if there's an episode topic you'd like me to cover in the future, feel free to send me a DM. You can send a little audio note over DM and I might even feature you in a future episode. With that, guys, I'm sending you love, abundance, and positivity going into today. Embrace change and you got this. Talk to you in my next episode. Bye.
Pioneer.